If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The Mind Aware, 661.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs, where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. I'm Dana Wild, and you can find out how to get more clients and grow your business the easy way at 60secondworkshop.com. Go check it out, 60secondworkshop.com. So today we're going to talk about how to stay on track with positive thinking, how to stay on track from a day-to-day basis. And I'll tell you how this came up. Every time I do a survey, nearly every time, in fact, I would say every time, we get a large percentage of the responses that are related to this topic. They're saying, like, I know this stuff, I feel better when I do it, but I have a hard time staying on track. How do I stay on track with this? Just how do I remember to say the positive thing over and over again? And I can understand, like, the world is busy and crazy, and there's certainly enough negativity to knock you off your center any hour of any day. And so this is the game, right? This is the ticket, is how do you stay positive? So I've got several things I want to talk about related to this, but I just really want to give you five or six real easy things that you can do to stay on track, because I think we can always make it more complicated. You know, a lot of times when you're listening to motivational speakers or you're listening to mindset or self-development people, they're giving you daily rituals that, you know, are 30 minutes or an hour, or you have to get up at 5 a.m. to do stuff, or you have to have this somehow miracle hour where you do all these things. And I would rather just make this super, super easy. So I want to give you just a few talking points for how you can stay positive on a day-to-day basis, easier, faster, and then gain momentum. You know, when you take a bunch of little things like this, you start to gain momentum. So the first one I want to tell you is I highly recommend finding a way to get this in front of your face first thing in the morning when you wake up. So one of my cheats is to have a post-it note either on the alarm clock or on the wall across from the bed that says, like, today's going to be a great day. But do whatever works for you. So for example, if you are waking up to an alarm, can you have that alarm be something that puts you in a positive mindset right away? Way back in the day, I used to have my alarm set up so that it would play James Brown, I Feel Good, and that's what I would wake up to. And it was just the best wake-up music, and it would just carry me all the way through to brushing my teeth, and I'd be listening to all of that. So do you have some way you can have it in front of you first thing in the morning to feel good and to stay positive? Because if you can get that jump on the day and be reminded first thing in the morning, then you can start that little self-talk that gives you a little momentum. So stay in bed for 60 seconds to 120 seconds and really let it sink in when you see that first thing. If you're going to fall asleep, then sit up a little bit, but let it sink in and say to you, that's right. That post-it note says today's going to be a great day. That post-it note says, remember, you're a brain trainer. And I get that little hit of happy and I remind myself, oh yes, that's right. This is my choice. I choose to feel good. I choose to feel good. I choose to make this a great day. I love getting momentum in the morning. I love feeling good in the morning. I love forward movement right in the morning. I love reminding myself I'm positive in the morning. And it doesn't take you but a few seconds. Like I say 60 seconds. The truth is you can probably do it in 10 seconds. So get some kind of a reminder first thing in the morning. Then the second tip I have is to build tiny itty bitty rituals around other things you're already doing in your day. So there are a certain number of things that you're going to do in your day no matter what. So take 15 minutes and make a list of those things. Those things might look like brush your teeth, go to the bathroom, make a cup of coffee. Some of you take daily walks or you have to walk the dog, so you're going to be outside for that. Showers. Or maybe you have some kind of a nighttime ritual that you do where you change into pajamas. Or maybe you have a certain nighttime ritual you do where it relates to cleaning the kitchen or setting it up for the morning. Make those lists of things that you know you're going to do every day. You know you're going to do them every day. This is my list of things where I'm guaranteed to eat every day, or I'm guaranteed to have a smoothie, or I'm guaranteed to make a juice, or I'm guaranteed to take my vitamins. Like, what are the things that you're doing every day already? So then just tack on a little positive thinking reminder to each of those things. And again, I'll go back to the post-it note. I should really have stock in 3M, I'm just saying, because it's the easiest way to interrupt your pattern of walking around mindlessly, doing these habits that you have every day unconsciously, is just to put a little post-it note or a little colored sticker or a little reminder. Imagine if your vitamin bottle had a red colored sticker on it that just said, happy. It would remind you when you pull out that bottle, oh yeah, happy. This is just a moment of happy I can take right now. This is a moment of awareness I can take right now. And when you no longer see the red sticker because your brain filters it out because you've seen it so many times, then change it to a yellow sticker or a post-it note or a little phrase on the dog leash that says, say your mantras. Or one of my favorites is to do a laminated sheet of your mantras or your new story and put it in the shower, because when that lamination is in there, you can keep it in there. It doesn't get wet. So find ways on the bathroom mirror, on the refrigerator, in the car, all these different places where you can have little tiny rituals. Don't make them big. If you stand there and say 25 mantras, terrific. But if all you do is go, oh yeah, that's right, I'm happy. This is about me choosing happy and I'm choosing it and I'm relaxing right now. So that's it. Don't make it hard. Then the third tip is breathe. You know, it's funny because, again, I think we want to make all these things really, really hard. But the reason I bring up breathing is because when I got my Apple Watch, it has an app on it that's the breathing app. And the idea is that it goes off 6 times a day and you click it and you pause whatever you're doing for 60 seconds during those times and you breathe for 60 seconds and you feel the breathing in and out. And I thought, you know what, this is super in theory. And maybe even on a good day, I could see myself doing all 6. But the reality is, most people, myself included, I'm not going to do that 60 seconds. 60 flipping seconds. I know it's nothing. I know that. And I can shame myself into doing it. Like, I can be like, Dana Wilde, okay, come on. If you can't find 60 seconds, what's wrong with you? But the reality is, I want to do things that actually for real feel good. Not like I'm trying to pretend to do a ritual because it makes me cooler if I've done that ritual 6 times a day, right? I don't want to be that person. So what I do instead, and you can steal this, is I do set the timers and the reminders. And the reason I suggest alarms rather than reminders is alarms can be snoozed. So use your phone, set an alarm, even twice a day. And if you could do it a few more times, great, but it doesn't have to be. And when the alarm goes off, if you can take the second right then and do it, great. But if you can't, hit the snooze and then do it the next time it comes up. And the thing to do is not a minute's worth of breathing and not even 10 deep breaths and not even 3 deep breaths. Do one. Do one really big deep breath and reset yourself. Yeah, just reset yourself. I don't know why we seem to always think that more is better. You will get just as much benefit from that one as a full minute if you say it so. This is why we call it brain training. Really breathe that one big deep breath and then go about your day. Then the fourth tip I want to give you is get hyper aware. Just as you're going about your day, get hyper aware about if things are feel goods or not and make decisions like, is this a feel good or not? And I'll give you an example. A lot of times my man and I, we are watching murder mysteries or thrillers or different kinds of shows that if I let myself go too unconscious and really get into them too much, I can lose sight of what I'm watching and get too emotionally involved, and I can be either afraid or the edge of my seat or watching something grisly. So I try to stay hyper aware when I'm watching something. Is this a feel good or not? Is this something that it's okay to fill my mind with because I'm enjoying the mystery of it and my man and I are having fun talking about the actors or the way the film is being made? Or is it something that's really just kind of bringing me down? And that's a very simple example based on a movie or a series, but you can use that for anything. You know, if you're watching the news, is that a feel good for you? Or is it just bringing you down? If you're surfing on the internet and you see someone and you start feeling jealous or comparing yourself to them, is that a feel good or is it just bringing you down? If it's just bringing you down, then stop it. That's it. Just stop it. Become hyper aware. Don't let yourself go down those rabbit holes. And then the fifth tip is end your day on positivity. Do what you can to really pull yourself away from everything, ideally 30 minutes before you go to bed, but even 10 minutes makes a big difference. And as you're falling asleep, just think of those positive things that happened today. End on gratitude. End on positivity as much as you can. And if you have a nighttime ritual that you like a gratitude journal or pulling a tarot card or doing some kind of a ritual that's relaxing, like a bubble bath or anything like that, that's all great. But even if you just take that 60 seconds as you're falling asleep and again, reaffirm positivity for yourself. So those are the five tips. I do have a final point, and the final point is give yourself a break. You know, whether we like it or not, even as brain trainers, even as people who we practice this and we have big desire and big intentions and we want to just feel good all the time, you're just not going to. It's called being alive. It's called being a human. It's called being on the ride of being physical in this physical existence. So it's okay to have up moments and down moments and be better about staying positive on some days and not so good on others. Just give yourself a break and try to have more fun and enjoy it all. It all serves a purpose. Nobody likes feeling bad. Nobody likes negative emotion. But when you have that negative emotion and you process it, that's the times, those are the times that you grow. Those are the times that you come out a better person. And so let's just respect and feel good with all of our emotion. And let's focus on how good we're doing and how far we've come. You know, we get these responses back from the surveys and people are saying, you know, I wish I was more positive. Or I wish I was staying on board more often. And I would say, I bet if you compare what you're doing now to a year ago, you're rocking it. And if you compare it to 2 years ago, you're rocking it even more. And three and five. So every year you are getting better and better and better and better and better. And every day and every week. So life is good. Life is good. You are kicking butt and taking names. And you just keep on keeping on. Stay the course. Keep those positive thoughts going. Keep on thinking those happy things. Make it easy. Do those tiny rituals. Do those little things. Breathe. Just breathe. It'll make such a difference. Relax. Have fun with this. You've totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower Quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.